So how do professional marketers think? This is a very, very liberating principle. And that is, nobody's thinking about you as much as you think they are. So what that does is that gives you license to get far more content out into the marketplace, okay? So what are people actually thinking about, Taylor?
Their own problems and the things that they have to solve right now.
That's right. Think about what you're thinking about all the time. Are you even thinking about your own mother? A lot of times we're not even thinking about the individual that brought us into the world, right? You're thinking about problems that you're grappling with. And the only thing your potential customer cares about in reference to you and your business is what problem they have that you can help solve. So that's what it comes down to. If they've got a problem that you can help solve and you're the one that they trust the most to solve that problem, then you will be able to generate business, right? So when it comes to our marketing, it makes it very, very easy because now you don't have to sit and talk about yourself. A very common complaint that I get all the time is, I don't know what to talk about, right? And the reason why is because you probably are going into a scenario where you're thinking that you have to talk about yourself, right? And it gets really limited really fast. The cool thing about real marketing is you are helping to solve a problem that somebody has. They don't got what they're looking for, and they want to get what they're looking for, and you're in the middle helping to bridge that gap. That's a very, very important principle. So if that's the case, then you can actually spend all of your time, all of your creative effort, and all of your marketing resources helping people solve their problems.
Exactly. Another important mindset, like we talked about before, is that you have to be perfect, and that is absolutely not the case. Obviously, you want your product and your offer to be as valuable and as polished as possible to help people solve their problems. But when it comes to your marketing, you can do whatever you want. Some of the most effective marketing I've seen has been a cell phone held up to a computer screen, like, hey, look how I'm solving this problem here. I mean, just look at us. We're recording this here conversation with some iPhones on some stands. You don't need a studio. You don't need a bunch of expensive equipment. Take your phone, make some stuff. Don't worry about stumbling over your words. Just get stuff out there and do 10 times more of it.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. That brings us to the next point, and that is we literally live in the golden age of marketing, okay? Here's what I mean. 10 years ago, I was part of a local TV show that we put on our local ABC station, okay? And we had to get the camera crew, we had to get lighting, we had to get scripting experts, we had to do all this stuff. Took a ton of time, took a ton of resources, all right? And guess what? It actually took a ton of money. We were paying ABC to show that on the air, which is crazy, right? So because we had this massive outlay, it felt like that we had to get everything right out of the gate, which by the way is impossible. But it really put pressure on us to do that. But check this out. Now you literally have a video production studio in your pocket. Just like Taylor said, we're shooting our videos with iPhones today. Not even the latest iPhone, right? And secondly, not only do you have a video production studio in your pocket, you have the content distribution studio, or like the TV studio, in your pocket as well. And it can be completely free. Who would stop you, or what would stop you from uploading 100 videos to Facebook today or to YouTube today? It's free. You can put up as much as you want and your distribution is free. Now, of course, you can pay money to get behind it. But look at this. We literally live in the golden age of marketing. And on top of that, unlike that TV show where we had to put it on at a certain time so it would capture a certain audience, the algorithms on these social platforms, they will know who wants to see your content and they will do all they can to get your content in front of the right person.
Oh, another thing that we wanted to talk about, and we have kind of already touched on this, is the mindset of, oh, I'm going to come across as salesy. And it is kind of a taboo. I mean, we've all interacted with those kind of salesperson that show up on our front door and try to push crap on us that we don't want.
Yeah, and what you just said is the key.
Yep.
Is
they're trying to push crap that you don't want.
You don't want. Yep, you got it. Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to come across as salesy if your objective is to find somebody who has a problem that you can solve and help them solve that problem. You're just not going to be salesy that way, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's you could have said it better myself. That's absolutely perfect. You're helping people get what they want. That's all sales is. You're helping people get what they want. Okay? So with all of that mindset in place, you should feel totally liberated. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter what you sound like. You're just out there trying to help solve somebody's problem, help them lift them to where they want to be. And that is such a great place to be in marketing, especially when you can get your message right on and get your message of helping others to the right people.